It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. When a local photographer saw garbage piled in the streets of Haiti and thrown into canals untouched by a stretched public works system, he was moved to do more than take photos. Ian Rosenberger jotted in his journal how good it would be to turn Haiti's trash into money. He created a social enterprise company called Thread, which turns plastic bottles into sewing thread and offers Haitians work in a country where the unemployment rate is 40%. The Allegheny Front's Ashley Murray visited Thread's home base in Pittsburgh and has this story.
Jenna Knapp runs her hands through a big bag of crushed and shredded plastic. It's just a tiny part of the 70 million bottles that now have a second life thanks to Thread.
And what you do is you take bottles and then you send them through a series of machinery and it recycles it into flake. It's basically ground up confetti.
She's the director of strategy for the company Thread. They actually make fabric, like for a purse or t-shirt, out of plastic bottles that have been collected and recycled in Haiti. I met Knapp at the company's storage and office spaces. She squishes a Ziploc bag of mint green fiber that came from green plastic bottles. Think Sprite or Mountain Dew. Those make green thread that can only be dyed darker colors. Fiber made from clear plastic can be dyed any color.
We also have samples of fiber, of filament, which are the base materials for weaving our fabric, and then some of the different fabric samples here, like this one.
Silky smooth. It's a long way from the plastic flake.
Yeah, it's incredible what you can make out of plastic.
When you turn a plastic bottle over, you see that little recycling triangle, right? If it has a number 1 on it, that means it's a common form of plastic called PET. And that's the main ingredient for the fabric. One of the plastic collection centers in Haiti that Thread partners with is collecting as much as 60,000 pounds of plastic each month. Thread then brings the recycled plastic to the U.S., where it's turned into thread and then woven into a polyester-type fabric. About 9 bottles makes 1 t-shirt. And Rosenberger says that saves natural resources.
The cool thing about recycled and materials, among many, many other things, is it actually uses a lot less energy to make than virgin material. When you're buying polyester, that's virgin polyester, it's coming from a barrel of oil.
Rosenberger visited Haiti after the 2010 earthquake and witnessed immense poverty. So he wanted to start a business that would create, quote, dignified jobs. Thread couldn't give me the exact amount a Haitian can make from collecting bottles. But Thread says some 1,600 Haitians made either full-time or supplemental income last year. And back here in the U.S., there's a demand for responsibly made products. Rosenberger says Thread is also filling that need.
And what we're trying to offer companies is an opportunity to do that much quicker by saying, look, just take the supply chain that you were using and replace it with Threads. And it's going to make your goods and your brand more valuable.
The fabric isn't for sale to individuals. It's just wholesale. Rosenberger says national and local companies are trying out the fabric. Wendy Downs owns a Pittsburgh-based bag manufacturing company. She says she'll be transitioning to Thread's fabric in a few weeks. Her company, called Moop, sells to customers around the world. She's interested in the source of her fabrics. She says the bottom line isn't necessarily her motivation.
Plastic is so exciting because it is this thing that will not go away, and there is so much of it. And so if we can repurpose it into something else, that's really exciting to us.
While Downs would be happy to see plastics reused in her bags, Rosenberger is looking even further. Thread's goal is to turn 1 billion pounds of trash from Haiti into useful products by 2032. And Rosenberger wants to move beyond plastic bottles.
If you're able to pick that much trash up in communities that were previously dirty and didn't have any jobs, you know, you can actually move the needle on poverty. And then what if, like, in the future, you were picking up other waste streams? You know, what if organics, compostables, cardboard? If you can put values on those things, gosh, you know, the innovation that can come and the products that can come from that are endless.
Ashley Murray interviewed Ian Rosenberger, creator of the social enterprise Thread. The Allegheny Front can be heard Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 90.5 WESA. Coming up, we'll talk with more Pittsburghers who are helping others around the world. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.